former First Minister Peter Robinson has branded political opponents hypocrites following calls for the Robinson Centre to be renamed. The centre, named after the former DUP leader, is expected to reopen this autumn after a multi-million pound redevelopment carried out by the Belfast City Council. Sinn Féin and the SDLP say the council haven't followed its own protocols on the naming of public facilities. Let's talk to the commentator Nelson McCausland, and also in the studio this morning, Seamus de Foichet. Did I pronounce that right, Seamus?
Yep.
Not too bad at all. And good morning to you, Nelson, as well.
Good morning.
So Mr. Robinson has told the Nolan Show, and I quote, "They believe that it is not suitable to name a public facility after a democratically elected politician, while their colleagues elsewhere in County Down defend naming a public facility after an IRA terrorist involved in one of the most heinous massacres in the history of the Troubles." That quote there directly from Mr. Robinson to yourself, Seamus. Your response to that?
Well, first of all, I think we have to be very clear. This proposal is not about a redevelopment of a leisure centre. It's a new leisure centre. And that's why the question has arisen about whether or not Belfast City Council is sticking to its own rules about naming leisure facilities. So its own rules are very clear. They've said that they can't name any leisure facilities after anyone who is alive unless they've made a significant financial contribution to the city. Ironically, the story you've just talked about the lottery winners, they could be more eligible to be have the new leisure centre named after them than any living politician could, were they to give a contribution to the city under Belfast's current policy.
So let's go back to the first point you made there about this being a new or a not new facility. Mm-hmm. So why do you believe that it is completely brand new and not a redevelopment? It's on the same site as the Robinson Centre was.
Yes. So I've submitted a number of Freedom of Information requests to Belfast City Council in relation to this. And in some of their correspondence back to me, they have referenced the existence of a site options paper. Now, if that exists, it will suggest that more than one site was considered for this £20 million investment for a new aquatic centre. If that's the case, then this isn't just a redevelopment of the Robinson Centre.
No, it could mean that there's multiple locations that were considered. It doesn't necessarily, again, mean that this is a brand new site.
It would again suggest that this is a new leisure centre and not a redevelopment of the Robinson Centre. If there was more than one place considered, this was about a strategic investment in Belfast leisure facilities. £20 million of ratepayers' money. And if there was more than one place considered, it's not simply a redevelopment.
Nelson McCausland?
Well, I noticed that Seamus avoided answering the point that was put to him. And the point that was put to him was very simple, that there is something hypocritical about people from a political party objecting to the retention of the current name of a leisure centre, whilst at the same time that party and the other main nationalist party, the Sinn Féin, whilst they supported in Newry there the naming of a play park after a convicted terrorist who was guilty of one of the most atrocious crimes. So there's something utterly, I suppose, petty, small-minded, hypocritical about this. I was particularly struck by a comment by the Sinn Féin councillor, Kieran Beattie, who said, "The naming of any council facility must be inclusive and welcoming to all." Now, that's interesting. The Sinn Féin councillor would say that and yet vote as a party, because that party did vote on a number of occasions for the retention of the name Raymond McCreesh Park in Newry. So there's something hypocritical, it's petty, it's small-minded. And I think it'd be important to actually put that question to Seamus.
Well, Seamus is listening. If you want to respond to that, you can respond directly to Nelson there.
Yeah, well, I think it's very clear that that was the wrong decision and that the party made a mistake. Our colleagues in that council made a mistake in relation to that.
Are there any of your party colleagues that still would be in favour of naming the park after Raymond McCreesh?
Well, I actually, on the back of the last party conference, I brought a motion in relation to this issue. I proposed it to the party conference. I made it very clear that it is irresponsible for us to start carving off public space in Northern Ireland and naming it after people.
But the reason I ask is,
the conflict.
You say that was a mistake? As is it past tense or is it current?
Is that now party policy that we are opposed very clearly to us carving off public space. That policy was adopted unanimously by our party conference. I was very grateful that the former minister, Breed Rogers, seconded that motion. I think we made it very clear that there shouldn't be an attempt by any political party to try and hive off public space in that way, and that the original decision was wrong. And I should hope that if any opportunity arises for that to be changed in Newry, that the council takes the right decision, because we have to accept and we have to realise there are difficult conversations to be had here about public space, and we have to be cognizant of what we call things and how that affects the public, how that affects people.
How do you think naming it after Peter Robinson affects people, affects Northern Ireland?
Well, look, I used the Robinson Centre as a child. My primary school went there for swimming lessons. Not that it did me much good, but I know that there are countless numbers of children who use the centre when it was open for swimming lessons. It's an issue that has been raised with me by parents. It is a concern for a lot of people. It has been an issue for a long time. The reason why it has come up now is because we have a new leisure centre being built on the same site, and there is an opportunity for us to ensure that the council, first of all, sticks to its own policy, and secondly, has that difficult discussion about what we do around public spaces and
okay.
how we name them.
I just want to give a bit of background, and just in case you're confused in terms of the centre itself and the council's, Belfast City Council inherited the Robinson Centre with it, the name, when the councils were made into the super council. So it was Castlereagh Borough Council, and then in 2015 that all changed. The centre wasn't the subject of Belfast City Council's policy framework about the naming of parks and facilities. The council have sent us a statement. They say a motion has been tabled for consideration by members at its monthly meeting on Monday and will be referred to the relevant committee for discussion. Any decision regarding the name of the Robinson Centre will be a matter for members. But that's what you want to change. You want this to be a public consultation. You want the public to have a say.
Actually, the reality is, Vinny, I don't want anything to change in terms of the council's policy. I just want them to stick to it. I want them to acknowledge the fact that this is a new leisure centre. I want them to acknowledge the fact that they've already stated it's a new leisure centre. Their website says so 7 times. They have made it clear this is a new investment of ratepayers' money in a £20 million aquatic centre for Belfast. It is an excellent investment. It is something that people will benefit from, and it should be a public space that all can feel welcome in, and it is not somewhere...
And that's why I asked a question earlier regarding using the name Peter Robinson, people feeling welcome. Why do you think maintaining the name of the Robinson Centre would be detrimental to people that use that place?
I think there are a number of reasons. First and foremost, I don't think any political party should be allowed to go on ego trips like this.
Well, it's interesting that you say that, because I do believe, I think it was 2010 possibly, where your own party wanted to rename the Derry Bridge after John Hume.
Yeah. And I think, you know, we have to be cognizant of the fact that John's record and legacy stretches far beyond anything that might be considered worthwhile naming. You know, John's contribution to this place goes far beyond
him. But this is something from, and I know it's a few years ago, but the SDLP were calling for a bridge to be named after John Hume, and you just said a few moments ago,
I don't think John Hume's legacy needs anything to be named after him.
Well, then what was your party
properly?
Doing trying to name a bridge after it in 2010? Yeah. You get the point from my question. I don't mean to sound flippant,
of course.
I really don't.
And I think we have to be cognizant of the fact that since then we've had discussions about the naming of public spaces, and the discussion around the play park in Newry has played a huge part in that. So we do have to be, I think, more cognizant of how we name public space and what we do in order to ensure the places are open for people, that they feel comfortable in public spaces.
Okay. Nelson McCausland, emails obtained by the Irish News through an FOI request show that others have called for the Robinson Centre, that the name to be changed as well.
Well, I haven't seen the emails that you refer to.
I understand, but what I mean is that there are others that want the name to be changed, not just Seamus.
Well, this is something that Seamus de Foyd has been working on since early last year. It's a long-term issue for him. It's interesting that it's come now very much to a head in the month of January when we're heading towards council elections in May.
Well, actually, Nelson, I asked for this information last year, and it took Belfast City Council 5 months.
We'll let Nelson finish, and then we'll bring you back in.
Thank you. If I could be allowed to. Thank you. This is something that, as I've said, Seamus has been working on for quite some time. There were statements from back in the summer period, and even, I think, going back to the spring. I don't know if it's Seamus's intention to run or if he's been selected as an SDLP candidate for the council elections in May. Perhaps he could tell us that.
I haven't been selected as a candidate.
And are you intending to run?
I have stood for both Parliament and the Assembly before, Nelson. I think that has been very clear. I stood for Belfast City Council in 2011.
Would it be your intention to run in the council elections?
I think it has been very clear to people that would be an interest of mine, given that I've run three times before.
Thanks, Seamus. That clarifies the point. It would be his hope that he would be able to run for the council elections in May, and his name is all over the papers today because of this. Now, if that's the best that the SDLP can offer to the city of Belfast at this time, then it's a pretty poor show. The city is faced with all sorts of issues about the economy, about the state of the main streets in the city centre, the business sector, all sorts of issues there, employment, deprivation and so on. And the best that the SDLP has been able to come up with is to create an unnecessary controversy over the naming or attempt to rename a leisure centre. The truth of the matter is that in spite of what Seamus said, when it came to the case of Newry and Mourne and the Raymond McCreesh Park, in spite of the party policy that he talked about, time after time, councillors in Newry failed to do the right thing and remove the name of a terrorist from a children's play park. That's the fact. They're now trying to offload the park to somebody else, but the name could stay
on it.
Okay,
well, let's let Seamus respond to that particular point.
Nelson, I don't think I could be clearer. The decision in Newry was the wrong decision.
And
the party made it very clear at our party conference where we unanimously adopted a policy in relation to that last year.
Nelson, I
appreciate and I'm enthused to know that you're so well up on any of my public pronouncements or anything that I've said, and as such you'll know that I'm passionate about more than just what we name public spaces. I'm passionate about trying to extend the public Belfast Bikes scheme, that I'm passionate about trying to get more people into the city centre, that I'm passionate about more than one issue. I think that's very clear, and anyone who knows me will know that as well. And yes, people in Belfast are very concerned about a number of issues at the moment, not least the impact of what Brexit will have in a couple of months' time. And we have failed to see any leadership from the DUP in relation to that issue, where they have failed to back any measure which will protect our local economy.
Okay, well, I don't want to. It's such a huge issue on its own. I don't want to get sidetracked, but Nelson, you'll want to respond to that. And then I want to ask you at home this morning, what would you want to name the centre? Perhaps you would like it to be kept the name it currently has, 030-30-80-55-55. Nelson McCausland.
Well, the plain fact is that this is something that Seamus has been working on for a long period of time. It's an issue which has now spooked Sinn Féin, because it's Sinn Féin that have now grabbed it as an issue and have put down a motion for the council meeting. My recollection of council process would be that when it comes to the council meeting, it would be then referred from there back to the relevant committee in the council. That used to be the process, that if a matter was within the remit or ambit of a council committee, then it went directly to that committee. So it will, in due course, be dealt with there. But it's interesting, the fact that how easily Sinn Féin were spooked by the SDLP.
Jim in South Belfast, first call on this today. Go ahead, Jim. Hello, Jim.
Hello.
Jim, go ahead.
Sorry, I just wanted to speak to the fella. I'm not quite sure of his name.
Seamus.
Seamus. Good morning, Seamus.
Good morning.
The point I would want to make is, if you're investing this amount of time into such other nonsense this morning and over the past year, what are you going to be like if you would be a councillor? You know, I would prefer my rates to be spent more wisely, you know, and somebody that's going to do something positive and real, you know, arguing over the name of a centre that's been there for many years. And I would say to you, need to concentrate more on your own political party, because from what I see in the media, they've imploded. And they're going to feel the exist within the next lot of weeks.
Seamus?
If I was you, I would do more about that, Seamus.
Well, look, it's the same point that I made to Nelson. This is just one of the issues that I've been campaigning on over a number of years. It just happens to be the one that seems to have drawn some media attention. I would prefer if the media were talking about some of the other issues that we want to talk about in Belfast, about the need to expand public transport infrastructure, about trying to support our city centre traders, about trying to get more people into the city centre by looking at how we use our public space. All of these are things that we actually need to have proper conversations about. It is no secret that Belfast has faced a significant amount of difficulty over the last 6 months after the Primark fire, the bank buildings fire, and we need to be doing something to try and reinvigorate the city centre, and that will require big and imaginative thinking from us. I held a meeting about the issue with a number of different organisations who were involved in trying to put forward proposals about pedestrianising some of the city centre space.
Okay.
So, you know, this is not the new leisure centre on Montgomery Road is not the only issue that I've been campaigning on.
Okay. Alex and Liz Byrne, go ahead, Alex.
No, I was just listening to the arguments, listening to Nelson McCausland's comments. And
well, Nelson and Seamus are both here, so you can address the issue directly.
And that last caller, it's a pity we couldn't have a discussion on something like this without getting in terms of insults and invectives and where you're standing for the council, and then goes on to a prepared speech, if that's the best that your party has to offer. And the last caller there, I mean, if there's such a good argument for calling it the Robertson Centre, then make the argument. The fact that they're having the people who are speaking up on behalf of that are making the whole thing personal would suggest to me there's not much of an argument for it. If the building's been knocked down and it's been replaced, then maybe they should think of a new name.
Seamus,
it would be nice to have a bit of civility in politics.
Can we clarify just, Seamus, was the building completely flattened and then rebuilt, or was it part of what was already there refurbished?
Yeah, everything's gone. You know,
it was totally flattened.
Yeah. Look, I have been there to the site on a couple of occasions. I don't live that far away. And, you know, it's very clear that this is a totally new development.
Yeah, but that's your interpretation of this, because the council's legal advice is that the Robinson Centre is not a new facility, but is a replacement of a previous leisure facility. And they're investing £20 million then to make it this aquatic centre.
It would be interesting to know if the person who wrote the content for Belfast City Council's website knew about that legal advice when they wrote the content.
But are you splitting hairs when it comes to the use of language on a website advertising an aquatic centre?
I think it's very clear that the council has attempted to split hairs on this in terms of their legal advice and what they've come back and said. It's very evident that this is a new development. There is nothing of the existing or the previous Robinson Centre there. And given Belfast City Council's own policy, they should be looking at a different name for what is a new facility.
Well, Nelson McCausland, in terms of a consultation, so letting the public decide what the facility is called, whether it's new or not, you know, why not leave it to the people that pay the rates? Why not let the public have their say?
Well, that's a possibility. Certainly, if one were to do that for every facility or every significant decision in the council, I think that their business would soon grind to a halt. This current council term will finish in May, so the time between now and then is quite short. But having said that, this says more about the objectors in terms of the SDLP and Sinn Féin than it really does about the issue itself. I think it shows them to be rather petty and small-minded, and it reflects something that we're seeing more and more across the province, unfortunately, and that is a pettiness and a small-mindedness when nationalism and republicanism feel that they're getting the upper hand. We've seen it in councils like Uri and Bourne in Mid-Ulster, in Uri and...
Well, let's stay on the issue of, in terms of what we're talking about today, though.
I'm just making the point here that this is part of a bigger picture and an illustration of something more significant than the name of a leisure centre.
Seamus?
Peter Robinson says he wouldn't lose any sleep over the name.
Well, I think, Nelson, given my own family background, I couldn't be accused of being someone that is intent on being snobbish in any way towards unionism. I come from a mixed family background. My grandfather was a member of the Orange Order. So for me, it is not a question of trying to get one-upmanship between nationalism and unionism. In fact, it's a conversation about how we use public space and how we make it open and welcome for all. And it's precisely the same reason why I oppose the decision in relation to the play park in Newry. I think we have to be honest and serious about how we treat public space and respectful.
Well, linking back to what Nelson said a moment ago, in Peter Robinson's communication with this programme, he said the naming of the centre was undertaken by Castlereagh Borough Council. I consider it to be an honour, but I am aware there are those who want to eliminate every vestige of unionism in Northern Ireland, echoing what Nelson McCausland has just said.
Well, I don't think, first of all, Peter Robinson is... the one and only example of public space named after a unionist figure. You know, for all of his contribution in his years in politics here in Northern Ireland, he is not the one and only unionist that there ever was. So, look, I think it's clear the old Castlereagh Council days are over. The days of one-party rule in that area are over.
But just to clarify, you wouldn't have any issues with public buildings being named after unionism or unionists in general?
No, I think we have to have a conversation about public space. No, I think it's a conversation we have to have about public space.
No, but that's a simple question.
It's not a simple question.
It is a simple question because if you are suggesting a consultation in terms of the name of the Robinson Centre, if the response back was linked to unionism, would you have an issue with that?
First of all, I think the Robinson Centre is a very unique case. This is an issue where an existing leisure centre has been demolished. It is no longer there.
Now you're going back again answering my question.
Well, look, I'm very clear as to why this is a problem and why this is an issue. We have a new leisure centre. We have an existing policy from Belfast City Council. They must follow that
policy. A lot of people in Northern Ireland are either one religion or one side of the community or the other. So would you have an issue with someone that was a unionist, you know, they're using their name?
Well, I think your language there, Vinny, I think kind of proves the point of why this is a difficult conversation. Why do we have to decide that we're going to carve off public space for one community or the other when it should be for all of the community?
So is your consultation going to have a whole load of restrictions that you cannot vote for this person or suggest this person if they are from this kind of background or if they have any kind of affiliation? My point when I said about most people are from one side of the community or the other is because they simply are, and that's just the fact of people in Northern Ireland.
We are all part of the community that lives here, Vinny.
Yes.
And if we're going to create barriers and divisions in people's minds...
You are splitting hairs again now.
No, I think I'm very clear on this, that once you start to create barriers and divisions in people's minds, you will then start to enforce them in our public space.
But someone might have no correlation, or they might not perhaps work in politics at all, but they might happen to be a unionist. And I'm just simply asking, if that was the person that people wanted to name a building, whatever that might be after, would you have an issue with that?
Well, look, I think we've had some very positive examples in the city over the last couple of years where Belfast City Council has engaged in proper public consultation about the naming of facilities. There was a recent competition opened in relation to a new street or walkway at Windsor Park. There's the Sam Thompson over in East Belfast, again, another example, where the council opened up a competition for a public consultation to try and find an appropriate name for a public space or venue. And there's also more developing public spaces in the city.
Okay.
Places like C.S. Lewis Square, which recognise that our history here is not just
still
about
not quite
politics.
Answering the question, but okay. Listen, thank you very much, Seamus. And Nelson, last word on this to you before we take a few more callers.
It's clearly not a new facility in that it's just simply a rebuilding of a previous facility.
Okay.
A school gets demolished and rebuilt on the same site, and do they change the name of the school? quite clearly, it's the same facility. I think that the rules within the council are clearly intended to cover a situation where this is a greenfield site and a brand new facility that has had nothing there previously. And I think that probably, and I say this having not seen the legal advice, but I suspect that that's the basis for the legal advice, and that would be pretty obvious.
Nelson McCausland, thank you both very much.